Hey guys and gals, how you doing? Today I'll be talking about The Babysitter Part 2, Killer Queen. And this is the sequel to the original Babysitter 2 years ago. I think I did review that movie. I don't know if I have it here. But if not, let me just go back on it. The first Babysitter was about this young kid and his favorite babysitter is taking care of him. Later on, you found out the babysitter is a leader of a blood cult, and he has to be sacrificed, pretty much. I thought the movie was great because it was unexpectedly... I never saw the trailers for it, by the way. I only heard... Like, I read the description and posters. I saw the poster about it. So, to me, it was easy for me to enjoy the first movie. The comedy was on there, the horror, the blood and gore. And I liked the lead... villain, you know, Samira Weaving character B. She was so enjoyable in that movie. I like her presence. Like, you really fall in love with her pretty much. With that being said, after that, 2 years later, now we got the sequel. And the sequel, to be honest with you, it has good moments where you felt like it had the horror comedy elements. 2 years ago, the guy still can't get over what happened to him 2 years ago. He still have like visions. He's still scared. People pick on him in high school, thinking he's lying and stuff about the situation he was in. The girl from the first movie that he was in love with, she trying to build his confidence back again, you know, and take him to the lake as the movie progressed. Meanwhile, you got this weird girl in school. It remains unknown what her history is. And I don't know about, I want to say no spoilers in this review because I felt like once we get to the end of the movie, it does have a twist and turn, which I did not expect, which was really cool. And I didn't like it. And Samira Weaving, who played B, does come back in the movie, but towards the end for a little bit. And even her twist was really good, by the way. It kind of fills a little bit more gap in her story that the first one did not. So you get a little bit more backstory towards her towards the end of the movie, but you just got to be patient. Anyway, once he goes to the lake house and Melanie takes him to the boat with her friends, you find out, guess what? And this is going to be the only spoiler. And spoiler, I'm going to give one little spoiler, so be prepared. Melanie from the first movie, guess what? She ends up being the main villain in this movie now. And she's the new leader of the new blood cult. And she was able to bring back the characters from the first movie back, which you see in the trailers of the sequel. So, and I was like, oh shit, what the fuck? Because I did not even expect that, to be honest with you. So that was a good turnaround also. That's another little twist. But that's only one minor spoiler I'm going to get. That's only one spoiler I'm giving you. After that, keep watching the movie. So the girl that was a stranger that came to the high school caught the murder. And the guy, the hero from the first movie, has to go with the new girl to escape while they're going after him, pretty much. The blood and gore, let me say, is good. I really enjoyed it. The comedy is still there. There's some nitpicks where I felt like there's something that was a little bit over the top that did not needed to be in the movie. Like, let's put it like this, a Street Fighter type of segment, you know, like, which was like, okay, that was a little over the top. We're going scary movies one here now. Okay, that's over the top. But that little nitpick, I mean, I guess you could let that slide, right? But still, it's kind of annoying a little bit. The father's super likable in the movie, like in the first movie, so he was really cool. He had a little bit more role in this one, too. So definitely don't like the dad in this movie of the lead hero. All in all, yeah, I pretty much enjoy, minus the nitpick I had with the movie, but besides that, I really enjoyed the sequel to Babysitter Killer Queen. I said definitely check it out. Peace out, and see you later, guys and gals.